We go from one of the best teams in the NFL to one of the worst teams in the NFL in the Kansas City Chiefs on day two of our 32 for 32 days. How's everyone doing today?
Doing what?
Tired.
Jeremy's drinking.
I think we're all here and everything.
Jeremy, are you drinking too?
Nope, not yet.
Let's get started.
No, just Mountain Dew over here. Nothing bad.
Hey, y'all. Blackman's on the unable to perform list, y'all.
Yeah, he is. And we'll hit that when Jacksonville's day is up.
Yeah, I just want to throw that because I just read it.
Let's start with the head coach. Andy Reid took over the head coach after Scott Pioli lost his job, the general manager, early in the offseason. That got taken care of really quick. Andy Reid got hired. And actually not too long after that, they brought in quarterback Alex Smith on a trade. How big are those two acquisitions for Kansas City?
Andy Reid's a real big one. You seen what he did in Philadelphia. Yeah, yeah. And Alex Smith, it's an improvement. In my opinion, it's an improvement. But, I mean, of course, you can only mold crap into more crap. So, I mean, we'll see. You know, I'm rooting for him.
No, these are actually huge pickups because, I mean, the two glaring weaknesses they had last year was the coaching staff and somebody who could actually accurately throw the pass. And at least they have an accurate passer. I believe Smith was over 70% for your 49ers last year.
Yeah, he was leading the league. He's actually leading the league in a lot of stuff.
Knows how to actually mold quarterbacks. Yeah.
That's good. I agree.
And Andy Reid can mold a quarterback into something decent. So, I mean, Alex Smith could have a breakthrough year again.
We saw what Alex Smith could do in the 49ers with the right coaching, and I believe Andy Reid is that right coach. You saw what he did with Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia. And I think the big thing is Andy Reid is going to have to learn how to play with Alex Smith. Alex Smith is a terrific game manager, and that's really what they need on this team is sustainable drives. I mean, last year's drives for the Kansas City Chiefs, their average drive was 2 minutes and 30 seconds and about 5 plays per drive. And, I mean, that is just atrocious from any type of NFL quarterback or NFL team, and I really think Alex Smith is going to come in. If that offensive line can block for him, I really think he's going to come in and be able to be a decent game manager on a team that has a lot of talent, but I'm just not sure if they gelled yet.
The offense passing alone only had 24 points last year. 24, that's 3 touchdowns and a field goal.
I don't think they're passing any field goals.
But they came
well,
close.
Well, the offense
is that's right. That's probably 4 or 6.
I think was ranked 32nd out of 32 teams last year, only averaging 169 passing yards a game. On the flip side of that, their rushing was 5th overall in the NFL. The only thing they were top 10
in. The only positive thing about them.
149 yards a game.
Who's the running back?
Which is unbelievable.
Do what?
Who's the running back?
Jamal Charles is their running back.
Beast mode. So Smith is going from having somebody of the caliber of Frank Gore to Charles. I mean, he's pretty much being given the same team he had in San Francisco with different wide receivers. He still has decent and still a very good tight end. It just the defense that's not the same kind of defense.
And
is he going to be able?
They should be playing in college still.
Well, of course, yeah, right. I mean, but it's going to be different between having a defense that's stopping teams and him just having to just go out there and just manage to a point where he's actually got to go out there and score. Can he go out there and take control and give his team the lead? Is going to be the question.
Yep, I agree.
The thing is, Jamal Charles, as good as he is, I mean, he's not the kind of back who you can just say, hey, take 70% of the plays and just run
he's
them.
Not Peterson.
He's starting to get a lot more tread on there. He's not one of those guys who should be able to take that much load all the time. So if they don't get somebody in there to take some of the pressure off of him, it could be a very early exit.
I agree with you. I mean, the Peyton Hillis hire that has helped take off a little bit of the load. But if you look at Jamal Charles' career, I mean, he has a – he's had some injury problems in the past that have shortened his carries and shortened his longevity throughout the season. So he's really not the bruiser back that you want in there.
Who's the backup? The
backup for next year is probably going to be Sean Drawn, I believe. Either Sean Drawn or Niall Davis.
Niall
Davis will take that second spot? He was impressive in Arkansas. I wouldn't doubt it.
It's possibility if he gets healthy.
They didn't draft him to sit on the bench, so I would imagine he'll be the third down back or something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised to put him out the flex. He was a beast at Arkansas when he was healthy.
And Kansas City was very, very active this offseason, bringing in Sanders Cummings, Dante Robinson from Atlanta, Donnie Avery, a decent wide receiver, bringing in a backup possibility and quarterback at Chase Daniel, who has been backing up Drew Brees for the past, four seasons now. Anthony Fasano also
huge pickup.
I think that's a great, great pickup for them. I mean, they did the right things. We just need, I'm not expecting much out of Kansas City this year, just simply because you can't expect him to turn Daniel said so eloquently at the beginning of you can only turn crap into crap. So let's just see what they can do
but
this season.
Some really good shrooms and crap though, dude.
Really?
Just saying, good stuff can come out of crap.
Let's talk about their schedule real quick. They really don't have that difficult of a schedule. They do face the NFC East, which is really interesting considering where Andy Reid came from last year. So he gets to face every single team in the NFC East that he has faced, including Philadelphia, and that September 19th matchup in Philadelphia is going to be one to circle on your calendar.
I agree. It's one of the only big-name primetime games, I'll say, for the Kansas City Chiefs, just because the Chiefs are involved. I think the only reason the Philadelphia game is going to be a big deal is simply because of Andy Reid. But if we took him out of the mold, I really don't see.
I see
a lot of these Chiefs games being close, competitive, and fun to watch. But obviously, I don't believe any of them are going to be primetime games.
Well, we just have one primetime game, which is that Philadelphia game, right?
I believe so. Yes. Yeah. All their other games.
I think
1 o'clock and 4 o'clock starts on Sundays. Just thrown into the mix.
Well, we don't really have that much to talk about with Kansas City as much as we did for Denver because, I mean, to be quite honest, they're really not that big of a team. I really don't. I think a lot of us don't really think that they're going to go far. In my opinion, I don't think they're a playoff team. I'm gonna say 5-11. Let's just say 5-11 is my prediction for them this year.
All right. Well, I'm gonna reach out on. I'm gonna say they go 8-8 and they make a wild card spot. I'm calling it. 8-8 with a wild card. That's a crazy, crazy thing to say.
I think it's a little overzealous. I'm going to go with 4-14. They'll improve from last year, but I don't.
Wait a second. How can you go 4-14?
4-12. I got my. I'm looking at five different screens. It's been a long day.
So you think the bowl games are going to go to?
They're going to go to the Meineke Car Bowl.
Jeremy, what about you, bud?
Actually, I think I'm going to be a little closer to Daniel's number here. But two things of note that kind of changed it quickly is Sanders Cummings actually today in his first day of camp broke his collarbone. They don't know how long he's going to be out. But, the three-year starter from Georgia, that's a big loss for them.
Yes.
And the other thing is when Andy Reid was in Philadelphia, there was a particular player that he always wanted to draft him. He wanted to have him so bad, and he's actually going to get him. McCluster is actually already on his roster now, so it'll be interesting to see if he can develop him into the breakout wide receiver he's supposed to be. But I got him somewhere, after looking at their schedule all day, I got him somewhere between 7-10 wins. I think I'm going to go 7-9, but they're going to be right at the wild card, I think.
It's a bold prediction. I think you and Daniel are seeing things that Bryce and I aren't, to be honest
We're actually looking at the schedule.
Well,
that's what it is.
Well, yeah, they have such a cake schedule. I mean, I was looking at it earlier, and it's like, just benefit of the doubt, if you make them a 500 team, just a benefit of the doubt, middle of the pack, and you go game by game, they have the potential to be 6-3 by the time they hit their bye week in week 10.
Exactly.
The potential for that is there. It probably won't happen, but it's there.
The only games I really see them getting blowed out are the Texans.
That's what surprised me is that their cake schedule.
Giants and maybe the Cowboys, and that's what I'm saying. That's the only three that really it's scary.
I think y'all have the Cowboys, a little bit too much faith in the Chiefs this year. I was on that train last year, fellas. You'll run that right into the ground.
It's not even faith in the team. It's just the team that they're playing are just that bad, man. The Jaguars. You can't even name their starting quarterback.
There's no such thing as a bad man in the NFL.
Yeah, really?
That's a complete myth.
I mean, we'll get to the Jaguars later on, but the Jaguars as of the other day had 5 quarterbacks until they got rid of Aaron
Rodgers.
That's
what I'm saying.
Brother who was on the team, but I mean, and then let's just pop on top of crap.
And then you got the Titans, which are, I mean, what are they going to be there? Then you got the Raiders that they're crap every year. And then you've got the Browns and the Bills. The Browns only actually has potential to be good. Yeah.
And I think we'll touch on this a little bit more tomorrow when we talk about the Raiders, but I think that one player that everyone should circle to look for this year is Darren McFadden. I think that he's probably going to have a breakout season this year.
He was supposed to have a breakout season 2 years in a row.
We'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. That's it for Kansas City, guys. Check back tomorrow for Oakland, Thursday for San Diego, and Friday we'll start with the AFC North, and we'll hit with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But for Daniel, for Bryce, and for Jeremy, I'm Billy, guys, and this has been Sports Club.
I would wave, but you can't see me.